that's an underestimation of how it feels. Yeah, it's very, very good. And he's been playing with me on my music since 1993 on the grand scheme of things. But then this came along and it gave us a chance to really interact and, you know, improvise a lot and develop our music.
Did you ever discourage him from entering into the world of music?
Not really. He was pretty unstoppable. I mean, there was a drum kit around the house and he got up there and felt very at home on the drums. So, you know, we started to jam at a very young age. So we have a lot of telepathy.
First of all, welcome to Thurrock. And how is it for you playing a small theatre like this? Do you enjoy playing at smaller venues as opposed to the other huge stadiums that you're used to on occasion?
No, immensely. I love playing all venues. You know, there isn't really a venue that isn't appropriate, really, because if they make music there, then I can make music there. And that's kind of the challenge going around the whole career I've had for 40, 50 years of playing around in different sorts of places. So I really appreciate the intimacy and the relaxedness of this show. You know, it's not like doing a big show, you know, Yes, of course, but it's great fun.
Just briefly touching on Yes, the supergroups, the Genesis, the Floyds, and the Yeses, the supergroups of the 70s, what do you think Yes's appeal was, or still is?
Well, I guess what we had was songs, really, because although a lot of bands, fine players, what Yes did was collaborate, and John and I, particularly John Ernst and I, particularly found a writing style that suited us both, so we'd present music to Yes, and obviously that's how Topographic, Awaken, Close to the Edge and Roundabout came about from our collaboration. So it's great to find an internal collaborator, but generally Yes is about arrangements, you know, about finding the key to make the music sing and resonate and be different, be individual.
You're one of the most recognised guitar players in the world, in the top three possibly, but who are your heroes?
Well, my heroes partly came from, they started with rock and country players like Jimmy Bryan also, of course, Chet Atkins primarily was my biggest influence. Biggest single influence is Chet, because he was a very colourful guitarist, played in lots of different styles like I do. And I guess, you know, I own a lot of that. But also Wes Montgomery, I saw when I was 16, or Ronnie's. So basically I've had a very enjoyable and inspirational, you know, people to follow.
Talking of enjoyable, is this what you like doing best now, just playing exactly what you want to play?
Well, obviously there's benefits from collaborations of different kinds. And I know Alison Krauss said every time you work with people, you learn something else. And that's the beautiful thing about playing with other people. I love playing solo guitar. In June in the UK, I was doing some dates, 10 dates in fact, where I was just playing solo guitar. That's very central to my approach on the guitar, because I can do that, I can sort of leaf off and do a lot of other things.
Dylan tells me that you're constantly picking up a guitar and that you're still writing, you're still very active and you're still enjoying what you do.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, we've got a lot of new material for a new album and we've been recording that, and we played a couple of tunes tonight just to let you know that we're still constructing and arranging music, partly of mine, but also of bringing their music into play.
On the guitarist front, how does Steve Howe of 1973 compare to Steve Howe of 2013?
Well, obviously I'm a lot more relaxed now, and I've got a lot of things behind me, so I've got a lot of things I don't need to prove. But there again, I think reaching a standard and maintaining a standard and striving to go forwards as a guitarist in different ways. I mean, you know, I'm not stuck with 12 bars all the time, but obviously I revel in them when we get to them. So a lot of it is about how to play music on a guitar, you know, and what good fun that is, because it's a very personal instrument and it allows you your sound to come through.
Steve, thank you again for coming to Thurrock.
Thanks, and
I'm glad you enjoyed it, and we certainly enjoyed you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excellent.